Welcome to another exciting episode of Biochemistry Roundtable. I'm your host, Dr. Oscar Lindgren, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of biochemistry. We'll explore how the tiny molecules in our bodies play a monumental role in everything from metabolism to disease. But first, let's meet our incredible panelists.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nadia Hussein, and I'm thrilled to be here. Did you know that the average human body is made up of about 37.2 trillion cells? Each one is like a tiny factory, working hard to keep us alive. Isn't it amazing how much is happening at the molecular level?
Absolutely, Nadia. I'm Dr. Henry Walker, and I can't wait to share how these biochemical processes impact our health. You know, biochemistry is the backbone of medicine. When we understand these processes, we can better diagnose and treat diseases. It's like having a key to unlock the mysteries of the human body.
That's a perfect segue into our discussion today. Biochemistry isn't just a subject in textbooks. It's the foundation of life itself. So, let's get started and break it down.
Let's dive into the core concept of biochemistry. At its essence, biochemistry is the study of the chemical processes and substances that occur within living organisms. It bridges the gap between biology and chemistry, allowing us to understand how molecular interactions drive the functions of life. For instance, when we talk about metabolism, we're looking at how our bodies convert food into energy, which involves a series of complex biochemical reactions.
Exactly, Nadia. To put it simply, metabolism consists of two main processes, catabolism and anabolism. Catabolism breaks down molecules to release energy, while anabolism uses that energy to construct components of cells, like proteins and nucleic acids. Think of it like a factory where raw materials are transformed into products that the body needs to function.
That's a great analogy, Henry. And it's fascinating to note that these processes are tightly regulated by enzymes, which are special proteins that speed up chemical reactions. Without enzymes, many of these reactions would occur too slowly to sustain life. So, when we discuss glycolysis, for example, we're talking about the enzymatic breakdown of glucose to produce energy. Let's break it down further. Glycolysis occurs in the cytoplasm of cells and involves 10 steps, each catalyzed by a specific enzyme.
And don't forget about the importance of cofactors, which are non-protein molecules that assist enzymes in their function. For example, many enzymes require metal ions like magnesium or zinc to be active. These cofactors can be thought of as the essential tools that help enzymes do their jobs efficiently. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Absolutely, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Understanding these biochemical pathways is crucial for grasping how cells communicate, how they respond to their environment, and how they maintain homeostasis. It's the foundation for everything from cellular signaling to the development of diseases.
So, as we move forward in this episode, keep in mind that every biochemical process we discuss has significant implications for health and disease. Let's continue exploring how these foundational concepts play out in real-world scenarios.
Now that we've covered the foundational concepts, let's explore how these biochemical processes integrate into broader physiological systems. Biochemistry doesn't operate in a vacuum. It's intricately tied to how our bodies function as a whole. For instance, consider the role of glycolysis not just as a standalone pathway, but as a crucial component of cellular respiration, which is essential for energy production in every cell.
Exactly, Henry. Glycolysis is the first step in breaking down glucose to extract energy, but it doesn't stop there. The products of glycolysis feed into the citric acid cycle and oxidative phosphorylation, which are vital for producing ATP, the energy currency of the cell. This interconnectedness highlights how one biochemical pathway can influence multiple systems in the body. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Let's break it down further. When we look at metabolism, we can't ignore the feedback loops that regulate these processes. For example, when energy levels are high, certain metabolites can inhibit enzymes involved in glycolysis, effectively slowing down the process. This is a classic example of homeostasis, where the body maintains balance through biochemical signals.
and this regulation is crucial for maintaining overall health. Disruptions in these pathways can lead to metabolic disorders. Take insulin signaling, for example. It's not just about glucose uptake. Insulin also influences lipid metabolism and protein synthesis. When insulin signaling is impaired, as seen in type 2 diabetes, it can have cascading effects throughout the body, impacting everything from cardiovascular health to kidney function.
Right. And let's not forget about the role of cofactors and coenzymes in these processes. They often serve as essential links between different pathways. For instance, B vitamins act as cofactors in various enzymatic reactions, facilitating the conversion of nutrients into energy. Their deficiency can lead to significant metabolic disruptions.
So, as we see, biochemistry is not just a collection of isolated reactions. It's a dynamic interplay of processes that keeps our bodies functioning optimally. Understanding these connections is key for anyone in the medical field, as it lays the groundwork for diagnosing and treating diseases. Let's keep this integration in mind as we move into our next segment on clinical relevance. Let's shift our focus to the clinical relevance of biochemistry. Understanding biochemical processes is crucial for diagnosing and treating various conditions. For instance, consider a patient presenting with symptoms of fatigue, weakness, and muscle cramps. These could be signs of a metabolic disorder such as glycogen storage disease, where the body cannot properly break down glycogen into glucose due to enzyme deficiencies.
That's a great example, Oscar. In these cases, biochemical diagnostics play a pivotal role. By measuring enzyme activity in a blood sample or muscle biopsy, we can confirm the diagnosis. For instance, if we find low levels of the enzyme glycogen phosphorylase, it would indicate a specific type of glycogen storage disease. This is where biochemistry directly informs clinical practice.
In the OR, it's essential to recognize these metabolic errors early. For example, if a patient with a known enzyme deficiency undergoes surgery, we need to prepare for potential complications related to their metabolism. Anesthesia can affect metabolic pathways, so understanding the underlying biochemistry helps us tailor our approach to ensure patient safety.
Exactly, Henry. And let's not forget about the importance of monitoring biochemical markers in various diseases. For instance, elevated liver enzymes can indicate liver damage, but they don't tell us the cause. By understanding the biochemical pathways involved in liver function, we can narrow down potential diagnoses and guide further testing.
And this is where interdisciplinary collaboration comes into play. Biochemists, clinicians, and pathologists need to work together to interpret these results effectively. For example, a patient with elevated creatine kinase levels might be experiencing muscle damage, but we must consider whether it's due to a metabolic disorder, trauma, or even a medication side effect.
That's a crucial point, Nadia. The interplay of biochemistry and clinical practice is what allows us to provide comprehensive care. It's not just about treating symptoms, it's about understanding the underlying biochemical mechanisms that lead to those symptoms. This holistic approach can significantly improve patient outcomes.
So, as we can see, biochemistry is not just a theoretical subject. It has real-world implications that can change lives. Let's keep this in mind as we move on to our next segment, where we'll discuss the diagnostic tools and lab insights that help us apply this knowledge in practice.
Now let's dive into the diagnostic tools and lab insights that are essential in biochemistry. Understanding lab values is crucial for interpreting a patient's metabolic state. For instance, common lab tests include liver panels, lipid profiles, and electrolyte levels. Each of these can provide significant insights into a patient's biochemical health.
Absolutely, Nadia. Let's take liver enzymes as an example. Elevated levels of alanine aminotransferase, ALT, and aspartate aminotransferase, AST, can indicate liver damage or inflammation. But it's important to consider these values in context. For example, a high AST-ALT ratio might suggest alcoholic liver disease, while a normal ratio could point towards viral hepatitis.
Let's break it down further. When we look at lipid profiles, we're assessing cholesterol levels, including LDL and HDL. High LDL levels can be a risk factor for cardiovascular diseases, while high HDL is often considered protective. These values are not just numbers. They reflect underlying biochemical processes related to metabolism and cardiovascular health.
And don't forget about glucose levels. Monitoring blood glucose is vital for diagnosing and managing diabetes. A fasting glucose level above 126 mg/dL indicates diabetes, while levels between 100 and 125 mg/dL suggest prediabetes. This is where biochemistry directly impacts patient management and treatment strategies.
In the OR, understanding these lab results can guide our interventions. For instance, if a patient presents with acidosis, we might see low bicarbonate levels on a metabolic panel. Recognizing this helps us adjust our treatment plan, whether that involves administering bicarbonate or addressing the underlying cause of the acidosis.
Exactly. And molecular diagnostics are becoming increasingly important. Techniques like PCR and next-generation sequencing allow us to detect genetic mutations or infectious agents at a molecular level. This can lead to more personalized treatment plans based on the specific biochemical pathways involved in a patient's condition.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? The insights we gain from these lab tests not only help us diagnose conditions, but also guide our treatment decisions. Understanding the underlying biochemistry is key to interpreting these results effectively.
So as we see, lab values are not just numbers on a page. They are critical indicators of a patient's biochemical health. Let's keep this in mind as we move on to our next segment, where we'll explore recent advances and innovations in biochemistry. Let's explore some of the latest research and innovations in biochemistry that are shaping the future of medicine. One exciting area is the development of designer enzymes through synthetic biology. Researchers are engineering enzymes to perform specific reactions more efficiently, which has vast implications for drug development and biomanufacturing. For instance, a recent study demonstrated how tailored enzymes can enhance the production of biofuels from plant materials, making the process more sustainable.
That's fascinating, Henry. And speaking of innovations, we can't overlook CRISPR technology. This revolutionary gene editing tool allows scientists to modify DNA sequences with unprecedented precision. It's being used not only to study gene function, but also to develop therapies for genetic disorders. For example, researchers are exploring CRISPR to correct mutations that cause cystic fibrosis, potentially offering a cure for this condition. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Let's break it down further. The implications of CRISPR extend beyond just genetic diseases. It's also being applied in cancer research, where scientists are using it to target and disrupt cancerous genes. This could lead to more effective treatments that are personalized to the genetic makeup of an individual's tumor, significantly improving outcomes.
In the OR, these advancements could change how we approach surgical interventions. Imagine being able to modify a patient's genes to enhance recovery or reduce the risk of complications. It's not science fiction. It's becoming a reality.
And let's not forget about metabolomics, the study of small molecules in biological samples. This field is providing insights into how metabolic changes can indicate disease states. For instance, profiling metabolites in urine or blood can help in early diagnosis of conditions like diabetes or even cancer.
Exactly. The integration of metabolomics with artificial intelligence is another exciting frontier. By analyzing vast amounts of metabolic data, AI can help identify patterns that might not be visible to the human eye, leading to earlier diagnoses and more targeted treatments.
So, as we see, the intersection of biochemistry, technology, and clinical practice is paving the way for groundbreaking discoveries. It's an exciting time to be in the field, and I can't wait to see where these innovations will take us next. Let's keep this momentum going as we move into our next segment, where we'll reflect on some key points and misconceptions in biochemistry.
As we wrap up our discussion today, let's reflect on some key points we've covered. One major takeaway is the foundational role of biochemistry in understanding health and disease. From enzyme kinetics to metabolic pathways, every aspect we discussed ties back to how our bodies function at a molecular level.
Absolutely, Nadia. And I think it's important to emphasize that biochemistry is the common language of physiology. Whether we're discussing how hormones regulate metabolism or how genetic mutations lead to disease, it all comes down to biochemical interactions.
Let's break it down further. One common misconception is that biochemistry is just a theoretical subject. In reality, it has direct applications in clinical settings. For instance, understanding metabolic pathways can guide treatment decisions in conditions like diabetes or metabolic disorders.
And don't forget about the importance of lab diagnostics. The values we get from lab tests are not just numbers. They provide critical insights into a patient's biochemical state, which can inform treatment plans and improve patient outcomes. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
In the OR, this knowledge is invaluable. Knowing how biochemistry influences patient responses to medications or anesthesia can make all the difference in surgical outcomes. It's about applying basic science to enhance patient care.
So, as we conclude, let's remember that the integration of biochemistry into clinical practice is essential for advancing medicine. The more we understand these concepts, the better equipped we are to tackle health challenges.
And with that, I encourage our listeners to continue exploring the fascinating world of biochemistry. There's always more to learn, and every discovery opens new doors for research and innovation.
Absolutely. Let's keep the conversation going as we move into our final segment, where we'll summarize key takeaways and tease our next topic.
As we conclude today's episode, let's summarize the key themes we've explored. We started with the foundational concepts of biochemistry, emphasizing how it serves as the backbone of understanding cellular processes. From glycolysis to enzyme kinetics, these concepts are crucial for grasping how life functions at a molecular level.
Absolutely, Oscar. We also discussed the integration of biochemical processes into broader physiological systems. It's clear that understanding feedback loops and metabolic pathways is essential for diagnosing and treating diseases effectively.
And don't forget the clinical relevance. We highlighted how biochemical diagnostics can guide treatment decisions and improve patient outcomes. Recognizing the importance of lab values and metabolic markers is key for any healthcare professional. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Let's break it down further. One common misconception we touched on is that biochemistry is just theoretical. In reality, it has practical applications that directly impact patient care and medical advancements.
Exactly. And as we discussed recent innovations like CRISPR and synthetic biology, it's evident that the future of biochemistry holds exciting possibilities for personalized medicine and targeted therapies.
As we wrap up, I encourage our listeners to continue exploring the fascinating world of biochemistry. There's always more to learn, and every discovery opens new doors for research and innovation.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through biochemistry. We hope you found this episode informative and engaging. Don't forget to check out our next episode, where we'll delve into the world of molecular biology. Until next time, keep questioning and exploring.